Now, there's another aspect of this business of identity. Grouping around India, going forth from different places, being on the road, meeting all sorts of people. There's one thing you cannot help coming up against in India. In one word, it is caste. People may not be interested about your nationality, perhaps, but they'll certainly be interested in finding out your caste. And wherever Rudrakshita and I went, this is what we came up against. And sometimes someone seeing us as we were walking along the road, maybe in a town or in a village, someone would just stop dead in his tracks, look at us. And then he'd say, sometimes in English, sometimes in another language, what is your caste? Before any other words had been exchanged, as though that was the most important thing that was to be known about anybody, what their caste was. Because then you would know whether you could touch them or not touch them, eat with them or not eat with them, whether they were superior to you or inferior to you, whether you could marry your daughter to them or not marry your daughter to them, and so on. So everywhere we went, we came across this question of caste, caste identity, the importance of caste. Of course, this applied only to those who were Hindus, though something like the caste system seems also to have crept into Sikhism and even into some Christian churches in India and even among some Muslims. The caste seemed to be all pervasive. So we had many an argument. Well, my friend Budharakshita especially, he was a bit more argumentative than me, if I may say so. So we got into many discussions on the subject of caste. So years and years later, when I got to know Dr. Ambedkar and became associated afterwards with those of his followers who had adopted Buddhism, who had left Hinduism, I could well understand the reasons for which they had separated themselves from Hinduism and separated themselves therefore from caste discrimination and become Buddhists. This was something that I found very easy to understand. And of course, one of the surprising things was, in connection with this question of caste, that we sometimes found it practiced where one might least expect to find it practiced. That is, in some of the Hindu ashrams. Even practiced by those who, in their philosophy, were, well, above all forms of dualism. But not in their social practice. Those of you who have read my memoirs will remember perhaps what we found, you know, when we were associated with Anandamayi. Most of the people around her were Brahmins, it seems, and Brahmins and non-Brahmins ate separately. When I turned up before Budharakshita's arrival, well, I was given my food separately, on a separate veranda, with an Austrian woman who was a devotee of Anandamayi. And it was only when Budharakshita arrived that he, of course, at once understood the situation, that it became obvious that we were being segregated even from the non-Brahmin Hindus. We were being treated as untouchables. So this, of course, made Budharakshita, despite the fact that he'd been born in a Brahmin family, very indignant, and he raised his voice against that. And then again, you know, when sometime later we found ourselves in Ramana Maharshi's ashram in Tiruvannamalai in South India. Yes, we were invited to eat at the ashram, but we found that the Brahmins and the non-Brahmins were carefully segregated. There was a screen between them, and the Brahmins sat on one side, the non-Brahmins sat on the other. The screen was there to protect the food of the Brahmin from the glance of the non-Brahmin. And of course, they sat in separate rows. And Ramana Maharshi sat at the far end, and apparently he could look down both sides, huh? And both sides could see him. So he was above all that. But that was, I found, one of the great weaknesses of Hinduism, that it could be so non-dualistic on the philosophical level, but very dualistic indeed, to say the least, on the social level. And I discussed this question with many thoughtful Hindus over the years, and many of them did believe that, yes, Advaita non-dualism, it was the ultimate truth, but it was not something that was to be practiced or put into operation on the social level. That was quite separate, that was quite distinct. There was only one leading or well-known guru, Hindu guru, whom I found actually not in favour of the caste system, and that was Swami Ramdas of Kanchengard. And in fact, he himself told me personally on one occasion, he said, Ram Das, and he always referred to himself in the third person, Ram Das is militant against caste. And he really practiced that. Everybody was welcome at his ashram, and everybody ate together. There was no discrimination of any kind. And that was very important. Yeah?